This week, Parshat Toldot, we learn a very important lesson about how to work together as parents. When two people get married, they both bring with them something unique, something from their own experiences, their own talents, their own way of looking at things. And it's very important that they bring in, without being shy about it, their strengths and their experiences into the marriage. We see in this week's Parsha how Yitzchak and Rivka worked together in order to solve a very grave problem. Rivka was infertile for many years, but we see the teamwork between them. Yitzchak and Rivka both pray for a child, and finally they're answered. But Chazal tell us that who was answered? It was actually Yitzchak who was answered. Not Rivka's prayer, but Yitzchak, as he being the tzaddik, ben tzaddik, he was the righteous one who came from a family of righteous people. Therefore, his prayer was the one that was in fact answered. So we see, what is it that Yitzchak brought in? Yitzchak brought in the stronger level of piety into the relationship. Yet, it is actually this level of piety which caused Yitzchak to make the mistake about which son he wanted to give the blessing to. Because Yitzchak was born into a family of tzaddikim, Sarah and Abraham, the greatest people in the world. Yitzchak didn't know what deceit was. He never saw deception. He never saw dishonesty in his life. So when his son Esau was fooling him and showing what a great, wonderful child he was and how dedicated to the service of God, Yitzchak didn't know that he was fooling him. However, Rivka, coming from the house of Betuel and Laban, she knew very well what her son was up to. She knew Esau for what he really was. And therefore, she manipulated the whole story to work out that Yitzchak would in fact give the blessings to the deserving son, which was Yaakov and not Esav. So, although Yitzchak's piety was on such a great level, it was the wisdom of Rivka, who came from a house where she saw deception, was able to tell which son really deserved the blessing. There we see here a beautiful story of how in marriage both people are using their strengths in order to bring the goodness into the home. Shabbat Shalom.